This year. Oh. Happy New Year! This is the kickoff party to season 4 of the Erin Strayer Show, and today we're talking about 3 secrets. I know y'all want them. To having more energy and success in life. Oh my gosh, raise your hand. Yes, please. Who doesn't want that? So the big question is, where does all this creative energy really come from? Where does your ability to collaborate, to process, to really take in that big global view and be reflective and nurturing all at the same time? Where does that really come from? Oh my gosh. Well, we got answers for you today. It comes from your feminine energy. And guess what? Whether or not you believe it or not, guys have it too. I'm just saying there's a lot of guys that don't want to admit that they have that feminine energy, but they have it. And I know that we're talking to the women today, but you got guys in your hemisphere. I know you do. So if you're like me and you have dumbed down, buried, tamped down that expression, or even the acknowledgement of your feminine energy to avoid that rejection in the workplace or in relationships, listen up. Because today we are addressing the emergence of your feminine energy and how you can start really stepping into that today. So wherever you're from and where you're watching from and listening from, because we're in a lot of places, we thank you. You are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing just spectacularly amazing things. We talk about hot topics. We got some today. And pain points, we got those today too. And the cool thing is, we are giving you 3 tips, tricks, steps, whatever you want to call them, to those particular challenges that we face every single day, starting today with your feminine energy. So I'm your host. I'm Erin Strayer, and female entrepreneurs and business owners hire me to scale them to CEO status, creating new ways of communication, reinforcing leadership mindset, and focusing on influence and inspiration to obtain organizational success. You can find me at erinstrayer.com, but everybody knows this show is never about me. This is always all about our amazing female entrepreneurs, and I'm gonna read her bio with her beautiful picture up on the screen right now. Hang on just a second. There she is. Dr. Lisa Lizette is, I just said your last name. I'm gonna catch some flack on that. Dr. Lisa is a keynote speaker. She's an executive coach and best-selling author. She's on a mission to empower professional women by balancing feminine and masculine energies in the workplace. Lisa has coached over 1,000 professionals and consulted with numerous global Fortune 500 companies. Lisa works with mid-career professional women who feel their careers or personal lives have stagnated or who've lost purpose and direction. Lisa helps her clients discover and use their innate talents so that they gain more energy and more clarity in their lives. Dr. Lisa is a PhD in educational psychology measurement. We're going to figure out what that is. She has a master's degree in behavioral science and a bachelor's degree in psychology. She's here to help us energize our lives today. This lady's no joke. She is a powerhouse, and please welcome Dr. Lisa.
Hello, Erin. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. It's great to see you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you are here with us today. I'm happy New Year. And like we talked, oh my gosh, back before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We talked back before Thanksgiving. We had a massive connection then. Yes. I fell in love with you immediately.
Likewise.
Your energy, your being in the world, how you show up and who you serve and how you serve them. And I am just beyond thrilled to talk to
you. Oh, thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. I've been looking forward to this ever since we first talked. And it's been a wild ride the last few months since we first talked, but I'm just thrilled to be here and to share with your audience and with you and for us to talk today. I've been telling everyone I know this is a power hour. This is we are going to.
You're going to give it an hour into 30 minutes.
That's right. Well, that's right. I've been telling everyone I know, I don't care what you've been through in the last 2 months, show up, and because this is going to be an energizing 30 minutes. Yeah. And we want to hear from everybody.
Yeah, it's really, I'm really excited to kick the year off with this show. One, so thank you for being here with not only yourself and your energy, but this topic. And I think that right now it is imperative right now for everybody to step into this. And you named our show, Your Energy is Your Power. And I just want to, can we have like just a, I know I did your bio, but like you're a super smart lady.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. You're so thoughtful. Thank you very much. I always loved school and I like numbers. I also like writing. It's one of the reasons I wrote my book. My PhD is a lot of statistics in the behavioral sciences, and I loved that. I loved the blend of the taking behavioral sciences and psychology and the complexity of who we are as people and being able to measure that. Yeah. And so my background is the same background as people who have developed IQ tests and personality tests. And that's some of what I do is develop. I have an instrument, and I'll share the, let's put the link in the show notes. So yep. We can put the link yep. in the show notes. I have an instrument that helps people measure their level of feminine and masculine energy and helps them understand how balanced they are. And it goes in, once they get their report, they can see what are some of their true talents, their strengths based on their energies. So how did I get into all? So I just, you know, I like taking those really complex, abstract ideas and saying, how can we measure this? How can we put this on paper? In my career, my corporate life, which was, you know, 30 some odd years, I worked in environments where there were a lot of scientists, engineers, and I love that world, which is, by the way, very masculine, very concrete, very numbers driven and everything. And where I learned to be, this is what I tell people. Hello, my name is Lisa Lish. I am a feminine energy denier. I am a recovering feminine energy denier. I own it. I grew up, my first 15 years of my career, I was in the chemical manufacturing industry, and I was in a German company, beautiful culture, very direct, very hardcore, very tough, I developed a tough skin.
Yeah, you become cement.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean, people...
Zero emotion.
I mean, people, one of the things I loved about that culture is you never had to worry about where you stood. People told you right to your face. That last presentation sucked. You need to do better. I got a very thick skin. And really went into my feminine energy denying. And I did a research project. Fast forward to 2016. I interviewed 44 women who were mid-career, manager to executive. And I was curious. I wanted to find out how they were feeling about their careers. Mm-hmm. And because I had five mid-career women professional clients who had all come to me for the same reasons. They were feeling burned out. They were feeling devalued. And they were feeling really empty inside, Erin.
Kind of like people right now.
Yes. Empty. Burned out. A hole in the soul. That's how they were feeling.
Just got goosey all over me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people right now that are feeling that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So these women, take me back to these women that you interviewed.
And so, I'm coaching these five women and I'm saying, is this a bigger pattern? And I had my own experiences around this. And so I got a pause in my work and I engaged 44 women over LinkedIn. I said, I'm doing this research. If you want to be part of it, sign up for a 20-minute interview. They were all at least an hour.
Right.
Let me tell you,
4 hours into it, this is what I found out.
And I thought, and they were all saying, I am so sick of the hierarchy, of the competition, of the really direct, culture of, everybody is trying to one up one another. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the competition, all the cliques, little factions were being competitive. Very hierarchical. Everybody's about power. And I thought, this is a pattern. So in statistics, we would call this what are the factors? I'm doing a factor analysis in my head. I'm like, I've heard this before. I've heard this before. I've heard this before. And you put it all together. And I thought, this is masculine energy. This is masculine energy. And I started looking at research and I learned that 17% of valued mid-career, mid-level women voluntarily leave their corporate jobs because of overly masculine, overly macho cultures.
17%. That's
17%.
That is a big number.
It's a huge number. Yeah. And so I extrapolated out that if you have a company with 200 people and 20%, 10% of your leaders are women, and over 5 years, this is millions of dollars. It adds up to millions of dollars of loss in relationships, training, recruiting, everything.
Yeah.
Millions, even. And that's in a company of 200 people.
Right. Yeah.
So if a company, here's the bottom line, quick story. If a company wants to save money, they change their culture so that they retain more talented, bright women. And if individuals, so you have micro level, you have macro level. If individuals don't want a hole in their soul and to feel burned out, men and women, they engage their feminine energy.
So here we go.
Yes. And feminine energy is collaboration, nurturing yourself, nurturing others. One of the women the women I interviewed were so beautiful, Erin, so beautiful. One woman said, I don't care. I want to take care of something. I wish I could leave this corporate job. I don't care if it's dogs or old people. I just want to take care of something. People, all humans, and I think women in particular, we crave nurturing. Mm-hmm.
That's why we were created to create human beings. And majority of nursing staff is female. And that
Mothering
energy.
Exactly.
Around that.
Exactly. Yeah. And really, if all men and women, we need to engage and balance so that we're mentoring others, caring for ourselves, doing self-care, caring for others, nurturing, coaching, nurturing a business, not all of this, win at all costs, leave a bloodbath in my wake.
Right. Right. What was your name again? I don't care about you. Kind of mentality. Oh, you're just a warm body. I just need somebody in there to do the work.
I don't care about accounting. I'm in shipping and my department's going to win at all costs. I don't care about, you know, that thing, the silo idea. Feminine energy is very broad thinking, very environmental focused, very contextual. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No. That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, so if we were to define what feminine energy is.
Yes.
That's it. It's broad thinkers. It is creative.
Creative.
It's juicy and sparkly and bright and.
Yes.
Makes you smile. And
and it's receptive.
Yeah.
That part of that macho energy. And I mean, I love masculine energy. And I mean, look at me. I put energy out. I put information out. Pushing information out is what I do all day long. You know, push information out. And last week I told myself, Lisa, it's time to receive some information.
It can't be this all the time. Pushing. You gotta receive, girl. Put it in the hand.
I sent out an email and I said, what do you want to hear in my blog? Tell me what you want to hear in my blog. I need your input. Help me out.
Yeah.
You know,
So the feminine energy really also is the back and forth of the giving and receiving.
Yes, exactly. And just being open to ideas. When I coach people, one of the things we talk about is listening without judgment.
Powerful.
Listening without preparing your answer. Exactly. And that is feminine energy. And think about how many times you experience that. How many times you experience somebody saying, that's interesting, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
That's feminine energy. In the medical world, Erin, doctors saying, and nurses saying, you know, a patient's talking about their symptoms and someone to say, that's interesting, tell me more. Mm-hmm. You know, to that being receptive. That's a very creative idea you have, Susan, tell me more.
Yeah. And imagine if more of us were interested or invested enough in other human beings to be interested. Check the box, have enough time. Check the box, right?
Yes.
To inquire about somebody else's, hey, what are you working on? Tell me more. Oh my gosh, that's interesting. I don't know anything about that. I have no idea what you're talking about. Bring me up to speed, right? Exactly. Like fill me in, fill in the blanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to open up and be receptive. I want it. So how much time do we have, Erin?
10 more minutes.
Okay. So let's get to the seat. You want to get to the seat?
Yes.
So the first secret that I have is how we're going to have so much success and joy. And my clients, once we really learn, they really begin to master this balancing energy and consciously balancing and using more of their feminine energy, which up to this point, maybe they haven't tapped into so much. They really do find the success and the joy without stress and tension. The stress and tension go down. So my number one secret is embrace your feminine energy. And my book, Feminine Emergence, really goes into this in depth. So number one, embrace that feminine energy. And then my second secret is we can all stop doing a
to as much as 50% of what we've been doing and have more success, joy, better health in our lives. And it is stop trying to fit in. Stop trying to fit in to this misogynistic world. Stop trying to fit in to those overly macho cultures.
My stomach. Just to let you know, my stomach just flipped when you said that. Like, I'm like, whoa. Like, that's a big one. You know, that whole I got to do what everybody else is doing. You know, and oh, they're doing it. So, and it, apparently that works. So I got to do that too. And then it flops, right? That's just a downward spiral of.
It is. And you know, we are in a downward spiral, Erin, because this, you know, when so many of my clients get into the workplace, there's no one there, the people there that will coach and mentor them, they only know what they know.
Yeah.
We bring women and minorities, so much of my work also applies to minorities in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
They're coached by people who only know what they know.
Yeah.
So we bring a woman into the workplace and we ask her to act, think, dress, behave like a man.
Yeah.
So then my question is,
suck it up.
Suck it up, man up.
Yep. Yep. Put your pants on. Let's go.
Put your big boy pants on.
Right? Yeah.
And there's no one to tell her. Well, first of all, then my question is, have we really brought a woman into the workforce? Where'd her feminine energy go?
Right.
And feminine energy is fierce. This is not about being weak.
No.
This is about being tenacious, persevering. This is about being fierce.
Mm-hmm.
But in a different way. And if there's no one there to coach her and validate her about her own strengths, then she'll mimic everyone else. So stop trying to fit in. Number three.
Oh, I love that one.
But there's a lot of confidence about it. And I'm building a tribe where we support each other. We say, you may be the only one bringing nurturing creativity, passion to the workplace, but you've got to do it because they need it. So, and our country needs it.
Yeah. Bingo.
Number three, secret. There's something we all need to be doing every day for 10 minutes that no one else in professional development is talking about. And it will help us engage our feminine energy, help us engage with our inner guidance and integrity to help us have the life of our dreams.
Okay, this one's going to be way big one, people. Get your pen out. Number three.
Meditate.
Amen.
Amen. We need to meditate. See, we are in a macho culture. We are go, 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 go. We are do, 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 do.
Yep.
Do, do. And that's do, do. That is do, do. That is do. My dad used to say that is do, do. That is, yes, we need to get things done. We also need to go within.
Yeah.
And I meditate first thing in the morning before I get out of bed. And I'll give you a double secret. 5 minutes will work. If you have 5 minutes, do 5 minutes. But you've got to go within and hear your own voice, your own heart, your own intuition, your own integrity, so that you get that intuitive guidance about your life, Erin. Yeah. And we know that.
I know.
We just don't prioritize it.
Well, the thing that happens, and I'll admit, I've been a devout meditation person for quite a while, but you fall off the path, right? Like you fall off the path. And then when you start up again, you go like, how is my day so long? How am I getting so much done?
Yeah.
Right. With the institution of that small little amount of time in the morning.
Yes.
Like the productivity and the efficiency of your time.
Yes.
it's like you become a master time stretcher.
Yes. I love that. I love that.
Yours. That's for you. You can have
it. I love that. Master time stretcher. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know what just came in. I don't know. I've just made it up.
I love it.
I just made it up.
I just love it. I love it. But it makes all the difference.
Yeah. And I recognize that. And I'm like every other person, you know, like I love my time, but I will admit that, you know, there are stretches, and this last year has been a long stretch of forgetting or not prioritizing to do it. And it makes a difference. It makes a big difference in your mindset. It makes a big difference in the quality of your day. It makes a big difference in your cellular makeup.
It does. It does.
We could have a whole show just on this, Lisa.
Just on Secret 3, about how huge that is. Somebody calls in and cancels on you, you call me. And that's our show. Because I have so many tips and insights from, perfect. That's the quiz. And if people will go in, take the quiz, and you get a big, beautiful report about your energy. You'll get one of five types that you have, and it breaks down the challenges of your type, the strengths, what motivates you. And then you're in my tribe. Then you hear about courses, you hear about when I'm speaking, you hear about all of that. So that's,
you get more of her.
Yeah. Lisa. I have
want more of this. That's all I got to say. Like, how can you not want, like, you're so magnetic, like, and you're so real. And you have, like, for me, who I'm a super analytical person, right? Like, I came from a surgery background, right? You get to be very analytical with surgery and the process of it and the steps and check marks, and they have to go in a certain order. And so that the statistics and the analytics and the research and the data.
Yes. Yes.
That's trackable.
Yes.
And measurable.
Exactly.
Lines up with me. And the flip side of that is you're so balanced with your, with your energy that, you know, it makes you so very easy to relate to, and very, you're so easy to talk to and down to earth. And yet you've been there, you've been in the trenches, you've been in a man's world, you know what it's like to function there and try to survive, and it doesn't work. So what's the workaround? And you found it.
Yes.
That balances.
Yes.
Both your massive amount of intelligence and wisdom. You're wise. You're so wise. And with the balance of the energy and what works and how you've honed that in and really focus on connecting with other women like myself that have also experienced that, but, you know, we might not know what to do with it.
Thank you so much for that. It's, you know, I grew up I'm in Houston, Texas. I've worked in chemical manufacturing, oil and gas. I've had a lot of time to reflect on these issues. Yeah. and I've worked with a lot of clients over the years. And one of the reasons I'm so passionate about my work is because I know the science behind it because I've done it. It's my work. It's my science.
Which gives it credibility too.
Yes.
Right? Not only do you have the social proof, but you have the credibility and the background and
I couldn't get there if I didn't have the science because of my background. And then I also, you know, the women that I work with, they either get very happy in their jobs or, you know, they're getting promotions by engaging all of their energy. When we're only working with some of our energy, one of my friends says it's like going through life with one arm tied behind your back. True. And then suddenly we're releasing the other arm, and it's all this other energy we can tap into, which we've learned young from, you know, TV or other things, parents, bosses that we shouldn't be tapping into that energy. Mm-hmm. But that's wrong information.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so wrong. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Cultural or home life, yeah. Whatever. Oh, you're so imaginative. Oh, that's just, you know, quit talking
to men and women.
You know, yeah. I mean, it starts from when we're little.
It does start from when we're little.
That our creative side is curtailed and,
yes.
You know, pushed down or turned yes. off, turned off, right? Like the switch is yes. turned off. Like,
yes.
Oh, you colored outside the lines.
Yes. And I'm uncomfortable right? with that. So you need to be uncomfortable with that. Because, yeah. Yes, exactly.
No. Yeah. 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 And you know that we are unworthy to receive. Right?
Yes. Like,
how many times have we heard that?
Yes.
From when exactly. we didn't even know what it meant.
Exactly.
And yeah, and how that functions and transcribes inside of our cellular makeup as a human being all yes. reflects in how we attach and transmute the energy and the balance of that.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Yes.
It's big stuff. Dr. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Erin. Thank you for having me. It's really been a treat.
This conversation so much. We get to talk a little bit off screen. Friends, wherever you're listening from, we have been talking to the amazing Dr. Lisa on feminine energy and how, when you apply her three tips, if you're just tuning in, you get to push the rewind button and go back and watch the replay. And maybe you get to re-listen to it again, because there's so much juicy stuff in this segment alone that you can apply right now into your every single day. To expand your day, to stretch your day, to make your day more efficient and powerful so that you can step into who you are as a feminine powerhouse specifically, and to really step into that energy of who you are. So Dr. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Erin. Thank you so much. And thank you everybody for watching.
Everybody else, we'll see you right back here soon. Take care.
Thank you.